Hi, this is Harry Manx. You're listening to CKUT at
Sunday night of cha-cha-cha in blue for this Sunday, the 1st of August. Hope you got your bus pass and your rent paid and everything. First of the month, as all that stuff goes on. Let's see, in the history part of the show tonight, well, it's kind of a crowded show, so we have a short history part. We got some Jim Zeller, happy birthday, Jimmy. Albert King, Memphis Minnie, Walter Roland, and Will Batts all in there. I've got new releases as well. We've got Paulie O'Keary and the Rhythm Method of a new CD, 50. And Mick Colas has a new CD called Wasted Youth. We'll be finishing the night off with a tune from Alec McElkern Trio. Alec will be at Bistro Jojo Tuesday and Wednesday. We also, let's see, we will celebrate the lives of a couple that were lost to us this week. We lost Dusty Hill from ZZ Top. And we lost Chuck E. Weiss, you know, from Chuck E.'s In Love. Well, he's passed away as well. So we'll be celebrating the music that these gentlemen produced. And we'll start the evening off. Let's see, I've got a from Mike Zito's new CD, Resurrection. We'll hear the title track. We'll hear Donita Large has a new single out, Gonna Walk That Line. Cat Dancer, we'll hear from her album, One Eye Open. We'll hear from Guy Davis from Be Ready When I Call You. And we'll start the evening off here with Mr. Steve Mariner. He's got a new CD out from... you know him from Monkey Junk and from his solo work. His new CD is called Hope Dies Last. And here he is with a little instrumental to get things moving. Here's Uptown Lockdown.
me a drink, baby. You know I'm having a real bad day. Pour me a drink, babe. Oh, yes, I'm having a really bad day. My wife just left and my girlfriend moved away. I took a job in the city, loading boxes. I got a job in the city, loading boxes on a train. Well, I can't stand to work, but I do like what they pay. Let's hear the guitar.
gloves. The heat of you breathes on my skin. The heat of you breathes on my skin. Whispers nothing sweet to me. Over and over again. We go chasing dragons all through the night. Baby, baby, you are my rock. And
such a mess. But I see what I had done. Lost myself and everyone. And I walked that road. And I walked that line. Oh, I'm gonna walk that line. Oh, searching is with you.
And that was Mike Zito and the title track from his latest CD, Resurrection, available now on Gulf Coast Records. Before that, we heard from Donita Large. That's a new single for her called Going to Walk That Line. Chad Dancer before that from her Steve Dawson-produced new CD, One Eye Open. That was Lonely and the Dragon. We heard from Guy Davis from his latest, Be Ready When I Call You, and I Got a Job in the City. And we got started off with Steve Mariner from his new one, Hope Dies Last, little instrumental called The Uptown Lockdown, which is something we've all experienced now. Of course, we did kick it off with the late, great Junior Wells and Cha-Cha-Cha in Blue, because that's the name of the show, and we're here until 11 o'clock, bringing you 2 hours of straight-on blues and, you know, some sidetracks here and there. You never know. Let's see, this week, you know, I'm going to get to the new releases soon and through the history part of the show. But first off, let's take a moment to acknowledge that we lost one of the greats this week, Mr. Dusty Hill from ZZ Top. He recently stepped away from performing with the band, but they didn't cite anything more serious than a hip issue. And his longtime guitar tech, Elwood Francis, ended up filling in for him. At the time, ZZ Top said, per Dusty's request, the show must go on. Their concert on July 23rd in New Lenox, Illinois, marked Billy Gibbons and Frank Beard's first time without Dusty Hill in more than 5 decades. And he once chalked up that longevity to a sense of common purpose. It's a cliche and sounds so simplistic, but it's down to the three of us genuinely enjoying playing together, Hill said back in 2014. We still love it, and we still get a kick out of being on stage. We also have enough in common to maintain a bond between us, but sufficient differences to keep our individuality. And after all this time, we all know what winds up the others and what makes them the people they are. Growing up in Texas, his first bands also featured Frank Beard, along with Hill's brother, Rocky, and they called themselves the Warlocks. American Blues and the Cellar Dwellers went through a couple of incarnations. Each regularly crossed paths with the Moving Sidewatch, which was Billy Gibbons' band at the time. Their original bassist from ZZ Top introduced Gibbons to Beard, and then Hill then joined them for the first time in February of 1970 in Beaumont, Texas. And they stayed together through an initial burst of fame in the 70s, a step up into superstardom in the 80s, and their subsequent induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and then on toward 50th anniversary dates. They had begun the new celebration of the ZZ Top tour on July 16th at Manchester, Iowa. His death followed a number of other physical ailments, though he'd always bounced back. He dislocated a shoulder while walking on stage in 2016, fell inside a tour bus in 2014, and way back in 1984, he actually accidentally shot himself in the stomach. So he survived all of those things, but sadly, we have to report he has now passed on. So let's commemorate his life with a couple of music pieces here. Things are ones where he took the front stage from ZZ Top. And so we're going to listen to Hi-Fi Mama from DeGuelo and a couple of other early cuts, too. We'll hear Tush. And here is ZZ Top and Arrested for Driving While Blind.
When you're driving down the highway at night and you're feeling that wild turkey's by, don't give Johnny Walker a rise, cause Jack Blank is right by his side. You might get taken to the jailhouse that fine. You've been arrested for driving while blind. Now just the other night with nothing to do, we broke a case of proof.
With the It Pays to Be Vaccinated contest, your COVID-19 vaccination could pay off big time. Every Friday in August, you could win $150,000 and two scholarships of $10,000. Plus, if you've had both shots September 3rd, there's a draw for 16 scholarships of $20,000 and a jackpot of $1 million. Register now for the It Pays to Be Vaccinated contest at quebec.ca/vaccination contest. The sooner you're vaccinated, the faster you can take part. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Hey, this is Angel Forrest, and you're listening to Montreal's longest-running blues show, Cha-Cha-Cha in Blue, on CKUT FM 90.3 and CKUT.ca.
I want your hi-fi, mama. Won't you let me play it tonight? I want your hi-fi, mama. Won't you let me play it tonight? I put the needle. Play it upside your wall.
the unmistakable sounds of ZZ Top. That was Hi-Fi Mama. Before that, Tush and Arrested for Driving While Blind. And the sad news, of course, this week that Dusty Hill, the bass player for ZZ Top, passed away this week at the age of 72. You are listening to Cha 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 and Blue here on CKUT FM 90.3 on CKUT.ca. I wish we could move on to something happier, but I have bad news. He's not the only one that we've lost recently. Mr. Chuck E. Weiss, also Charles Edward Weiss, passed away on July 20th this year. And he was known as the ultimate scene maker. Spent a career hobnobbing with the cool and famous in rock's hierarchy while pursuing a career of his own. He was born in Denver, and he was originally a drummer, touring with bluesman Lightnin' Hopkins. His parents owned a record store and a club, and that's how he got to meet these people. He had performed and recorded with people like Willie Dixon, Muddy Waters, Dr. John, Roger Miller, and others. While still in Denver, he struck up a friendship with Tom Waits, and later on writing songs like Spare Parts with him and moving to L.A., living at West Hollywood's infamous Tropicana Motel with Tom Waits and singer Lurkey Lee Jones. He became the subject, of course, of her song Chuck E's In Love. His career stumbled off the launching pad in 1981 with the release of The Other Side of Town, a collection of demo tapes released on Select Records. Rather than follow this up with proper release, Weiss instead put together a band called The Goddamn Liars and spent the next 11 years performing a weekly gig at the L.A. nightclub called In the Central. He later partnered with his buddy Johnny Depp, and they converted the club into the Viper Room. After an 18-year hiatus from recording, Weiss' second album, Extremely Cool, was released on Ryko Disc. And in 1999, Old Souls and Wolf Tickets appeared later on in 2001, followed by 23rd and Stout in 2007. He spent the next 6 years performing in and around L.A., occasionally touring, and he re-entered the studio in late 2013 with a self-produced Red Beans and Weiss and on the Anti-label. The executive producers on the album were Johnny Depp and Tom Waits. Chuck E. Weiss died in L.A. on July 19th, 2021. He was 76 years old. And we're going to listen to a little bit of his music as well. I got lined up a couple of songs here from you. We're going to hear Extremely Cool, the title track to Extremely Cool. But first up, from Red Beans and Weiss, we'll hear Exile on Main Street Blues. But started off, here he is with Tupelo Joe.
Tupelo Joe, he ain't no schmo. Tupelo Joe, go cat go. Tupelo Joe, he went to the show. Tupelo, 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 Tupelo Joe, went to the show. Tupelo Joe, he went downtown, played the bass saxophone, now he real gone. Tupelo, 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 Tupelo Joe, stuck his toe. Tupelo, 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 Tupelo Joe, went to the show. Tupelo Joe, Tupelo Joe, Tupelo Joe, Tupelo Joe, he ain't no smoke. Tupelo Joe, go cat go. Tupelo Joe, go dog go. Tupelo Joe went to the show. Tupelo Joe go mad go. Tupelo Joe ain't no smoke. Tupelo Joe stole his toe. Got in a wreck and went for a tow. Tupelo, Tupelo, Tupelo Joe. Thank you.
walk down. Well, let it loose now, girl. Let it all hang down around those people, move out of town. Bring me a little drink from your loving cup. A shake your head, mama, give me all shook up. Feeling so happy like a natural child. Well, help me do the boogaloo all down the line. Come on, Virginia, let's shoot little dice. My, sweet black angel, won't you please shine a little light on home.
When you hear the words mental illness, what do you think?
I have friends who don't even know that I suffer from depression.
Why don't they know?
Because I'm scared they'll ostracize me if they know, and then they'll abandon me. I don't want to be alone.
You're discriminated against when you have a mental illness. With other illnesses, there's compassion.
It doesn't take much to be diagnosed mentally ill.
Due to an outburst, I was diagnosed paranoid schizophrenic. And now the doctors say it's something else.
20% of people and counting have had or will have a depression.
People throw different labels around. You are this or you are that.
Everybody psychoanalyzes someone during a conversation.
You have a right to express emotions.
Anger, love, hate, sadness, confusion. It does not mean you're ill.
If you're down and out, seek help. Don't be scared. It can be very intimidating.
There are people listening and willing to help.
We have to innovate.
Get informed. Contact your local CLSC, Sun Youth, Amy Quebec, Ford House, or Prevention Suicide.
Well, hello there. You listen to Cha 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 in Blue. This is Chris Gill, D-Mon Gill. We just want to say hello. Say, keep them blues alive. Montreal's longest running blues radio show. Yeah, you're right. Mercy, Mr. Percy. Cha 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 and blue.
Well, I was a men's room attendant my last life at the Desert Inn Hotel. And I saw some hip cats buy your record over in Minneapolis. I knew you're doing well. Sinatra's men, they had me rubbed out because I opened up my big mouth. Well, it wouldn't take very long to find out what I'm all about. I got a Red Indian with a jet off key. It goes into overdrive. And my clothes, they're the serious 40s fabric. Make you feel alive. My uncle, he's the king of my sugarness. He's living down in Timbuktu. If you want to know what I'm talking about, turn the page. Extremely cool. Extremely cool. Extremely cool. Well, I got a very large bank account and a little small PP. And my girl, she'd rather ride that Harley Davidson than me. Cause that's why I love her so extremely cool. Extremely cool. Shadookadoo. My father, he got too much wiggage, therefore he is gigless. And my sister, she's a punk in New York City. She's a junkie who is regular. If you want to find me, it's not very hard to do. You just dial information, that's the operator of Extremely Cool. Extremely Cool. Cool.
And that was Chuck E. Weiss and Extremely Cool, the title track from that CD. Before that, we heard Exile on Main Street Blues and Tupelo Joe, both taken from Red Beans and Weiss. His last CD before he passed away just last week at the age of 76. You are listening to Cha-Cha-Cha and Blue here on CKUT FM 90.3 and CKUT.ca. Let us turn to the new release deck. And first up on that deck comes Mr. Mick Colassa. He's once again teamed up with guitarist Jeff Jensen as his co-producer to put together his newest CD, Wasted Youth. It's a collection of a dozen tracks, 11 of which are Colassa originals. And the one cover, Darkness to Light, is a medley of some of his favorites. Wars, Slipping into Darkness, The Youngbloods, Darkness, Darkness, and the old spiritual Wayfaring Strangers. COVID year 2020, during which Mick lost his wife and several friends, inspired many of the songs on the album, and generously, all the net proceeds from the album are going to go to the Blues Foundation and two of their important programs. We're going to listen to two tracks from it. We're going to hear a nice blues called Pieces of My Past, the slow blues, which came about as he was moving from Mississippi to his new home in Memphis, necessitated downsizing after losing his wife, and he was getting rid of pieces of his past, it seemed. A fitting memorial to 2020 as well. But first we'll hear the title track, Wasted Youth, and it sounds exactly what it is. It speaks to what many of us now sadly realize. We don't appreciate youth until it's long gone. Here is Mick Colassa and Wasted Youth.
Facts. That was only in a song. There's facts I've been ignoring for way too long. Well, my heart tells me that I'm still a kid. Then my body reminds me of all them bad things I did. Now I'm catching up with everything I ever done wrong. Now moving around ain't easy, easy as it used to be. All those slips and falls coming back at me. I wonder if I could make the moves I used to do, but that wonder's what keeps me from moving on you. I'm afraid the world I want, something I ain't ever gonna see. They got it till it's already gone. They're having their fun. Yeah, I'd had mine. But damn, I'd like to have me just a little more time. Thank you.
just can't feel right.